Unit 6. Travel. Listening and Speaking. D. Listen to the questions and choose the right responses.
1. Is there anything in particular you want to see?
2. I want to buy a gift for my mother. Could you give me some advice?
3. I'm going to Canada next month. Do you want to go with me?
4. How long will the tour take?
5. Is it all right if I use WeChat payment for this? 1. Listen to the short conversations and choose the best answer.
1. I'd like to check in, please. My name is John Smith.
Just a moment. Yes, Mr. Smith, you've booked a suite.
Question. Where does the dialogue take place?
I'd like to book a table at 7 this evening. Is it available?
How many people do you have in your party?
Question. What are they talking about? Three. Have you ever been to Japan? I'm going in the fall.
Yeah, I was there last summer.
Question. When will the woman go to Japan? 4. How many countries have you been to?
America, Australia, and Russia. I'll be back home in France next week.
Question. Where is the man from? 5. Hi, Sam. Welcome back. How was the Jiujiai Valley?
Terrific. I had a wonderful time. It was really nice to get away from the city for a while.
Question. What did Sam think of his trip to Jiujiai Valley?
5. Listen to the dialogue and decide whether the statements are true or false.
Good morning. Welcome to the Grand Hotel.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to make a reservation for the 3rd weekend in February. Do you have any vacancies?
Yes, sir. We have several rooms available for that particular weekend. And what is the exact date of your arrival?
The 14th.
How long will you be staying?
I'll be staying for 3 nights.
How many people is the reservation for?
There will be 2 of us.
And would you like a room with twin beds or a double bed?
A double bed, please.
Great. And would you prefer to have a room with a view of the ocean?
If that type of room is available, I would love to have an ocean view. What's the rate for the room?
Your room is $590 per night. G. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.
Hi, Sam. It's nearly holiday time. Where are you going this summer?
My parents have booked a package holiday. We are going to a beach resort in Qingdao. What about you?
I'm planning to drive my car to Tibet. I will stop at different places along the way and stay in small hotels or motels.
That sounds like a great holiday. I like the idea of having the choice to change your plans along the way.
Yes, I felt like that too. On the road, you can travel as you please and stop to enjoy the beautiful scenery that catches your eyes. You are free to stay in the scenic spots as long as you want. That is why more and more tourists now choose to drive on their holiday.
That's true. It's really a good way to get close to nature.
Traveling on a package holiday is more convenient and relaxed. You don't have to think about anything or worry about finding places to stay or places to eat every day. Everything is arranged in advance.
Well, I suppose each kind of holiday has its pros and cons.
Questions. 1. What are Daniel and Sam talking about?
2. How many kinds of tours are mentioned?
3. Where is Daniel planning to go this summer?
8. Listen to the short passage and fill in the blanks.
Do you like traveling? Do you often travel in your holidays? Traveling is interesting and exciting, but it is not if you get sick. So what can you do to stay in good health? There are 3 things you should remember when you travel. Relax, sleep, and eat well. When you travel, there are so many places to visit, museums, shops, and parks. You may spend most of your days walking around these places. You may be very tired after a few hours. If this is the way you feel, you should take a good rest. Sleep is also important. You may want to stay out late at night. In many cities, the nightlife can be very exciting. Then you should plan to sleep for an hour in the day.